wakefulness. To shake off the nightmare, she should rise out of bed and perform house patrol, inspect the loose lock on the kitchen door, erase long-ago phone messages, stroke the cat's silky fur, answer week-old emails, or better yet, write a poem, and then find sleep, having accomplished something. But she cannot roll over, sit up, nor stand unaided. Only lie pillow propped, elbows, neck, knees, cosseted, while a soft brace clenches her left foot and a slanted wedge suspends it like some chorus girl mid-kick. Shadows of her disability implements, walker, quad cane, wheelchair, spear the room's corners. Reading, white noise, podcasts, fail to bring sleep. Desperate right thumb clicks the TV remote through listings of criminal mayhem, weight loss gimmicks, home repair. She yearns to latch onto anything that will halt this nightmare-ridden sleep. Douse this fireball of wakefulness and deliver that ripe, elusive letting go.